This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What just happened?
Well, you put your headphones on like 30 seconds early, and I was like, are we going on right now? Am I going to play the word of the hour right now?
Oh. Or later? He doesn't know the out cue on that one.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah. No, if I didn't start it yet. That's a Foster the People song.
I love it.
Yeah, you were freaking out over that one.
What's it called?
Sit Next to Me. All right,
those
hi,
are the guys.
Everybody.
You know who those guys are? The Pumped Up Kicks guys.
Yeah.
They had a huge, I mean.
They need another hit. They had a song or two in between. It was
there,
like,
you
ooh,
go.
Worse. You better run, better
run. A lot of
run,
people hate this song,
faster
though.
Faster than a bullet. Okay, it's 9:07, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and it's time for this. Piano. P-I-A-N-O. Piano is this hour's code word. Text the word piano to 72881. That's the text number. Text piano to 72881. By the end of the hour, you have a chance to win $1,000. That number again is 72881. One lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. $12,000 a day. We're doing this 12 hours in a row every weekday for the next 5 weeks. So you need to get 72881 into your phone so you can quickly enter the contest each hour. Piano is this hour's code word. That's sad piano.
Yeah.
And a little swirly brush on the drum.
Oh, it is.
Mm. That's nice.
Our text number, the one you can send your opinion or comments or whatever.
The photos of Michael B. Jordan.
Sure.
Whatever.
That's 800-400-3697. The same number you'd call to win any one of our contests
as
well.
But a totally different number than the money contest.
Right. 510, congratulations, Sarah. I've been a listener since before day one. I remember the anticipation of waiting to find out what the station was going to be called, and I remember your first day. I remember being pregnant around the same time and listening to the stories of your boys as they grew up.
Aww.
Thank you for being part of my everyday life. I love the Alice family tons.
Well, thanks for every minute that you give us listening. We treasure it, and we're so grateful.
415 says, listener since 97.
All right.
408 says, raining in San Jose right now.
Sun is out here.
Yep, just broke through.
Yep, really, just as you said that, it broke through.
510 says, East Bay is raining.
Well, we can use it, right? Take a little rain.
I'll make it rain.
Be nice if we could get a little snow. Hopefully that's happening up there.
Some snow would be great.
I feel you, Adrian. My bleep hole ex-husband who cheated on me with my whore best friend has forced me to sell the house my 8-year-old son grew up in and move away from his school.
Mm.
My whore best friend. There it is.
WBF.
WBF.
Whore.
Best.
Oh, is that what that is? I never know what those stand.
Yeah, that's my
for.
WBF over there. As opposed to my BFF.
What's she doing at this party?
Yeah. What's that WBF doing at this party?
Who invited her?
The way to stop impulse buying online is turn off the one-click ordering on Amazon. I've stopped myself from impulse buying things so many times just having to click in and verify my credit card and shipping info.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll do it. Take some time to do all that.
A little reality check.
Do I really need to do this?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm just like, I do need to. I have to. I need to buy that right now. You ever go back through, like, you're trying to find an an order that you placed on Amazon and you start looking at how much crap you've actually bought on there. I'm like scrolling back, looking to see where I'm like, where, what is that? Who even knows what these things are?
I don't do 3% of the Amazon purchases you guys do.
Oh God, I just buy everything on there.
I was looking yesterday at a couple of things and then
wait, what?
I was looking at a pair of shoes. I was looking at some melatonin because it was Sunday night. I was like,
I'm
not ready. I could use them for next week. Just like BS stuff. And then I put the phone down. I go, well, maybe I don't need those shoes. And I put it down and I just saw it a few minutes ago when I was slipping through my phone. I'm like, oh yeah, those shoes.
I love those shoes.
They would really match those pants.
It's just so easy. The other day we went to the mall because I need to get a new pair of, you know how I always have the laceless, what are they, Chuck Taylors? Are they? The low-rise Converse. Mm-hmm. And I get the ones without the laces. They have like this little elastic insert on the side so that I just can't.
They're slip-ons.
That's right, little slip-ons. And they don't sell them anymore. I went to three different stores and they don't sell them. And I was like, the hell with it. I go on Amazon. I'm walking through the mall. I go on Amazon. I find them. I buy three pairs in the colors they had in my size. Mm-hmm. Because they never have the good colors in my size. My feet are just too huge. And I was like, geez, I guess I didn't have to go to the mall after all. I could have just done this from my couch.
Yep.
Right.
But instead, I actually tried to go out into the world, Vinny.
Go spend money
We
somewhere.
Just had a weird thing. It wasn't me. It was the missus. But she'd gotten a gift from her sister. And it was like it's some kind of cooker. Uh-huh. It looks like a rice cooker, but it's actually
like a slow cooker?
Pressure cooker.
It's more like a pressure cooker.
Has the little dingy on the top that you have to...
Some kind of pot.
Instapot?
Instapot!
Oh, what's an Instapot? That sounds
basically
great.
Well, it's like a slow cooker, but it cooks faster.
Oh.
But I think those have been in the news lately.
For recall. Catching,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What they are they?
Certain
catching
models.
On fire. And
well,
no.
This one showed up used.
Oh!
Used.
Used. So she opens it and she's like...
Oh, somebody else's dinner's in
They've
here.
They've already cooked on the thing. And it was, the receipt said new and the whole thing. So I'd never heard that happening, but that was brand new. It just happened.
So she's just going to exchange it?
Well, yeah, she's got to send it back.
Yeah. Was it through Amazon?
Yeah.
I wonder if they had just packed it back together so perfectly that Amazon didn't notice that it was
Yeah, I guess
used.
Not. I'd never heard of that. Mm. That was a new one.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. I suppose they must send out stuff that's been purchased before.
Well,
right?
I think you can buy used stuff on there too, but True. This one wasn't marked that way, right. So I'm sure it got mixed up that way. I call them my mommy treats, says 707, for shopping and cooking and cleaning. This is the snacks that moms
hide. Right.
Sarah, your personal shopper didn't save you money in the long run. I'm a personal stylist and shopper and prevent overspending and impulse buying for my clients. It seems expensive to hire someone at first, but in the end, it should be less expensive overall, saving you thousands of dollars.
Yeah, maybe I've said the wrong thing. It's just the person who sets up a room for you at the... You know what the problem is that I was going to a pretty high-end place and everything that I wanted there was pretty high-end and there would be a lot of it and I'd walk up to the register and I'd see the total and go, okay, let's hold on now. I'm going to put some of this stuff back, go through it and kind of whittle it down.
Well, that's where you went wrong. Don't look at the total. Ring me up and tell me where to sign.
No.
No?
That's not.
All right.
I got to tell John what I spent,
Got to justify in your head and just,
well, a lot of times I can. Like, I'll buy it specifically for, like, Alice in Winterland or some thing that we're doing for the station. I'm like, I can justify this. I need to have a cute outfit. And the problem nowadays is that you really can't wear the same stuff a bunch of times because it's all over social media. Like, oh, there she is wearing that jacket again.
Well, you can.
You can, but when like that red suit that I bought that time.
Well, you bought a Santa suit.
It was not a Santa suit. It was a cute red velvet suit.
I love that
suit. I loved it too, and I can't find a time to put it back on again because every time I put it on, I'm like,
you could have worn it for a Valentine's Day party.
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea. Thanks. That's a good one.
Wear it for your 4th of July party that you're going to be having.
It's gonna be too hot. That's a winter
cut it into
outfit.
Shorts. Oh, that's great! I'll cut off the sleeves on the blazer and cut. Oh my God, Yuzi, I'm gonna do it.
Oh man, I'm doing it.
You won't do
I'm
it.
I'm doing it. That's a great. Hey, I was wondering if Vinny's coming to my 4th of July party.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Oh. What's the question?
The party.
There's no party. You haven't even finished the yard yet.
We're having a party.
Are you
going to
drive 200 miles?
I never got an invite. Did you send invites?
No, I did not send invites. I'm inviting you.
Give him a verbal invite right now.
I'm inviting you. I would love it if you guys made the huge trek. I realize it would be a huge trek, but I'd love you to come up and see the yard that I've been blabbing about for
two years. The pictures I've seen, it looks unbelievable.
Come see it for yourself, Vinny. Yeah.
Am I the only person who didn't like Black Panther?
Yeah.
I really wanted to like it.
You're not. My kid didn't. He was like, yeah, it was fine.
Which one?
The younger one.
Yeah, right.
And John was like, yeah, that's good. I was like, oh my God, did we not see the same movie? I freaking loved
that. Well, they didn't
that.
Know that you were, you know.
It wasn't about that guy that I'm totally in love with, Michael B. Jordan.
It wasn't?
Was that the movie was great. I loved every cat. I think her name's Danai, the chick from The Walking Dead who plays Michonne. She's like the general. There was like some badass chicks in there, and the whole concept was great. I loved it.
I think 339 critics reviewed it, and I think either two or three of them gave it a thumbs down.
Oh.
Out of 339.
I loved it.
I would imagine that John was sitting next to you watching you wink at Michael B. Jordan on the screen. And it wasn't until after that I realized that I loved
him so much. Uh-huh. Yeah. As I was watching, I'm like, oh yeah, Killmonger. Right. That's his name in the movie.
Did you like Andy Serkis?
I did not realize that was Andy Serkis until after the fact. John told me.
He's the one-armed dude, like, what is he,
a smuggler or something?
That's
Andy Serkis. That's the guy who plays Caesar in all the Planet of the Apes movies and Gollum in the. Although you know, I think he just does the voice and put on an outfit and they with the dots on it.
Yeah,
the bearded dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's Andy Serkis.
He plays Gollum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
get and the Caesar. Hell out of here.
He's like a great kind of thespian in that sense. They don't normally let him be himself.
Right, hardly ever is he himself.
He was also King Kong.
Oh, was he King Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just really good at doing the movements of crazy animals or golems or whatever.
Really?
My precious.
Oh, of golems or
you know,
whatever? Okay.
You like Lupita Nyong'o?
Oh my God, she was great. I don't know the sister's name, but his sister, the one who's like a, you know, kind of cute. She comes up with all the cool stuff. I just loved it. I even thought Martin Freeman's part was great.
Oh, you did?
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. So good. Not the Hobbit, is he? He's Frodo. Frodo Baggins. Not Bilbo, but Frodo.
510 says, met Hooman in person last night at church and totally fangirled. It was so wonderful to meet you in person, Hooman, the silver-haired girl. What were you doing at church at night?
So, you know, we normally have these Sunday night dinners.
At Sarah's.
So Sarah canceled last minute as usual.
Canceled?
And
John's been sick. I wanted to watch Celebrity Big Brother. I knew Hooman wasn't going to be into it, so.
Yeah, I was not into Celebrity Big Brother.
Plus, we finished up Discovery. We had a great time last Sunday.
We did.
Because we didn't have to go to work on Mondays. We stayed up late. Hooman had a drink.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Great.
You know, the problem is when we don't have a show we're excited about.
I know.
And right now, I mean, we like The Punisher. We don't love The Punisher, but we love Star Trek.
Yeah.
Anyway, when that canceled, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go to church twice.
So, came to church
twice.
Yeah. So I went back at night, and the service was so good in the morning. I was like, I got to hear it again. So I went back.
Oh.
And then at the end, they
do the same thing.
Yeah. Oh. Because the
was it better the second time?
Well, I just think the energy.
Discover a lot of stuff you missed.
I did, yeah, always. But I always think the energy in the morning is better than the energy at night. Night's, you know, it's more mellow. But nobody ever comes up to me at church and says, hey, I listen because it's church. And this girl came up and was like, oh my God, I was at this secret show. I'm like, oh my God, we can't talk right now.
Yeah, we're at church. What are you doing?
I'm talking about the secret show.
Only bad people go to the secret show.
So we talked for a bit, and she was really pleasant and charming.
Oh, wait, do you have a date set up?
No. I mean, that's it.
She's a chick from your church. That's where you go to meet, like, the
right girl. No, I'll never date anyone at church.
What?
Never. I think that's the worst idea in
the
whole world.
But then you both have the same values. You like the same church.
If things go right. I don't want, don't ring the bell.
Remember what happened with Bailey?
Who's Bailey?
The girl who made that poster sign and the
Hannah?
Girl? Oh, Hannah.
Bailey.
Whatever.
We had an intern, Bailey.
We did.
Remember how that went? That didn't go well.
Where is Rachel? Is she going to church?
She's come a couple times, yeah.
Where is Bailey, though?
Where's Bailey?
Hannah.
Whatever.
Hannah, we don't really talk that much anymore.
Yeah, remember she, like, you know, was using Hooman for his fame?
Well,
and
yeah,
she
that's
went
what I'm saying.
Some
I mean,
other
that
dude.
That ruined everything.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare.
No, that's exactly what was really happening.
Yeah, that's what was happening. Right.
You guys have Instagram?
Yeah,
you had a joint Instagram. Well, that was weird.
Where is that? I wonder how that's doing.
Nothing's happening with that.
Well, yeah, because you guys broke up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're not doing anything for her anymore.
I really enjoyed meeting
you
that
do some stuff and then
wonderful
she'll post.
Woman at church.
Vinny, I wanted to tell you, I didn't realize you guys were off last week. Replayed the episode where you announced you were expecting a girl. I totally freaked and heard, and then heard the year 2013. I was like, what the hell? I got punked. LOL.
I think, didn't you also play the thing where he got
the engagement?
Engaged?
Yes. Yeah. We sure did.
All Vinny's life milestones, last week's special rerun shows.
What are you talking about?
We replayed the part where you got engaged.
Yeah. You're
it should have been from 3 months ago, but it
kind
wasn't. It was from 2 weeks ago. Right.
Oh, did I even tell you guys about that?
Uh-huh.
I did.
It's on our Instagram.
They, oh, yeah, it's
they
on our
uploaded
Instagram,
the
too.
Audio, too.
Mm-hmm. Big announcement, everybody.
It
Vinny's
wasn't me.
Engaged.
But is Vinny married?
Did you get married in Hawaii?
Yeah. He got married a long time ago.
Did you get married in Hawaii, or did you get married a long time ago?
No, I'm not married.
Did you get married a long time ago or a really long time ago?
Have you guys talked about the date of that?
No,
nope,
not at all. Not once. Not at all. Nope.
You want to brainstorm?
408 says the Instant Pot is freaking awesome. There's so much you can do with it so quickly. It's all delicious.
Yeah, I've heard it's great.
Yeah, I would try that.
Except it was used. That's a problem.
You don't want someone else's dinner mingling with your dinner.
Did you guys watch The Walking Dead last night's episode? Worst ever. Sheesh.
Yeah, I have to say that used to be one of my favorite shows. And the last two seasons, I've just been like, you got to be kidding me.
How is it?
It's not as good by leaps and bounds, not as good. So
the lady from The Walking Dead is in Black Panther, right?
Yeah, Danai Gurira, something like that. Her name is Michonne. She's so good. And actually, Sasha from The Walking Dead is now the star of Star Trek Discovery. She's excellent in that.
Oh, that's Michael Burnham?
Yeah, she jumped off just in time.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
707 says, yes, Fergie sucks on the four. Vin got it 100% right. She seems completely fake and desperate. I cringe whenever they show her.
I don't believe
my review included she sucks, but I did think she comes off like a put-on and phony.
Do you think that and she's they're telling her how to act? And that's why it's coming off as phony, because it's not really the way she acts.
I don't know. I don't know if it's their directive or that's the way she thinks she needs to play it and it's why they hired her. I don't know. I know that she's a good singer. She should, you know, sing. Mm.
Oh, so they. So I forgot that Josh Duhamel and her broke up, huh?
Yeah. They have a kid, right?
She's dating. Mm-hmm. He's dating Aiza Gonzalez. You know who that is?
No.
I don't, but I've seen her pictures being splashed all over the tabloids in the last 2 days.
Let me see who she is.
She's a great singer.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
It's just that was just so over the top. Like, just sing the freaking anthem. You don't have to make it a Fergie rock concert.
You know who the hottest lady is right now?
Who is it?
Her name's Ariadna.
Oh, my God.
Ariadna.
Who's that?
Ariadna, Miss Columbia. Yeah, what's her last
spell
name?
Spell it.
I don't know.
Ariadna. A-R-A-I-D-R-A. A-R-A-N-A. Ariadna.
R-E-S-P-C-E-T.
It's so funny.
R-E-S-P-C-E-T.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
She not only is she beautiful, and she is beautiful. I mean, there's no question. Yeah. Too much makeup, but she's beautiful.
But they show her next to the surgery victims, and you're just like, oh! God, she's so naturally, stunningly beautiful, and it's so cruel. Youth is so cruel. Just youth next to age. You just say, oh, it's so mean.
I know. Her and Brandy sit on the bed. You know, Brandy's the one who's just had so much. Her face is so jacked up. And they'd be sitting on the bed. They're both really into, like, all these different beauty treatments. They're doing all the stuff together. They got their hands wrapped in paraffin gloves and all this crap they're trying to do to, you know, fight to stay young. And Ariadna's just like this beautiful, long-legged, fabulous beauty, and then there's Brandy who's all like, I'm gonna put some stuff under my eyes.
More needles! Yeah. Ah, hit me here!
I just put a needle pack on my face. I love it.
Yeah. She's a Mexican actress.
Who is?
Aiza. Gonzalez.
Oh, the lady.
Josh Duhamel's new girlfriend.
Good for him.
Duhamel.
Is that how you say it?
Uh-huh.
The kid I knew that had the same spelling name, his name was Joe Duhamel. But I guess Josh Duhamel. That's how you say it.
Get it right.
Get it right.
Sarah.
Sarah. Play me my Bill Bellamy Sarah thing. I haven't heard that for a while. I miss Bill. When's Bill coming back?
I was watching a show that he did. It's a few years old. Mr. Box Office is what it's called. And he plays a movie star that gets into a fight with paparazzi. The judge then orders him to go to teach at a school in Compton or somewhere. And he becomes a teacher.
That's a TV show or a movie?
It's a TV
movie.
Show.
Oh, it is?
It's a TV show.
Oh.
It's called Mr. Box Office. So it was a show that he did.
I feel like I saw it.
That was on, I don't know, a couple years, about 3 years.
Oh.
But they've been showing reruns, and I've been watching it.
Here's
funny.
A text from 415, Sarah.
I love him.
Sarah,
he's great.
Could you talk for a second on why you quit yoga?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just wasn't into it anymore. I was like two poses in going, I hate this. I can't wait for it to end. I can't wait for it to end. And as I left that day, I went, you know, Sarah, you don't have to go there. I said to myself, Sarah, you don't have to go there anymore. You don't want to. Don't go.
Yeah.
And then what'd your self say?
All right. Great. Let's sit on the couch tomorrow. Awesome. Meet you there.
707 says, Waze got my family out of Santa Rosa fairly quickly, a half hour during the fires. Grateful for Waze every day. It probably saved their lives.
Oh, wow. Well, like you were saying, it kind of gives a real-time update. And although Google will reroute you, I just don't know if they have the same kind of info. That Waze seems like it's user-based. Like
I thought Waze was owned by Google, too, so I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought so, too.
2013. They acquired it for
$1 billion.
It's operating independently, though.
So Mentor was the guy that said, that's why I love these high school girls. I get older and they stay the same age. Is that a Mentor quote?
No.
Oh.
Whose quote is that?
I don't know. One of your friends, it sounds like.
That sounds like a Evil Rick quote.
Oh, Evil Rick. How's Evil Rick doing?
I don't know.
That's too bad.
I don't talk too much anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's really sad.
510 says, aww. Boots and chemos, yummy macadamia nut pancakes. Yes, it was delicious. And I guess I got the name wrong. I'm not sure. But
Kiko and Boots, I think, is what you call them.
Right,
it,
but, whatever.
But it, you know, you just, it wasn't a romantic setting. You
well,
didn't
just seemed
love
like
the strip mall location.
I'm in Hawaii and I'm in a strip mall.
Right.
And
I could be anywhere.
There's Target across the street.
Right. Doesn't scream Hawaii.
The pancakes were delicious for sure.
Something about macadamia nuts. I love them so much right up until I cannot have another one. Like they just all of a sudden.
They're rich.
All of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, if I have another one of those, I might barf. But right up to that point, I'm like, best thing ever.
Yeah. So good. I had some, enjoyed it. But I know when to pull off.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Food is one of the rare things I can seem to pull off.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Booze, drugs, all the other stuff. I just.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Cormoran Strike TV show coming to Cinemax this June. CB
All
Strike.
Right.
7 episodes covering the first 2 books in the series already aired in the UK. Apparently, it's pretty good.
Oh my God,
so
I can't
excited.
Wait. Those are the Robert Galbraith novels. They're actually written by J.K. Rowling, but she did them under a pen name. And there's 3 of them so far?
I believe so.
And they're just great. She is such a good writer. She makes you care so much about the characters. You know, she wrote another book called The Casual Vacancy. I believe that's the name of it. And that was also just, it got so fascinating. That was also a miniseries, I want to say, on some network or other. Like maybe on HBO or something.
The Casual Vacancy.
Casual Vacancy, based on the book. And she's just a great writer.
Well,
I
do
care
love those
so
books
much.
For
yeah.
sure, so... Mm. We need to add those to the list on the new website, the new RadioAlice.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I sent her like 30
Yeah, she sent me a
bucks.
Bunch. Your turn.
Yeah.
Ditto.
We do read a lot of the same books.
All right. So we're done with the text. We'll be back after these.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, that's it. We're back from vacation. Everybody survived.
Yep.
It was a great day today. Usually you look fantastic, all accessorized with your skirt and your cute little boots.
Skirt? You got a skirt on? Those are pants.
No.
I meant her scarf. Her scarf and her cute little boots. I'm tired, you know? It's a Monday.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you. I think the big event of the day was that you got a new deal finished today. Why are you cringing?
Yeah, so I'm not cringing. I'm like, I'm so relieved. Like, going into vacation, I didn't, you know, I was like, well, maybe I'll see you guys in a week. That'd be great.
It's tough stuff.
Yeah,
I know the feeling.
You know,
so congrats. Yeah,
thank you. I feel like they should give me another week of vacation because I spent the whole week just like worried about it. And
oh,
stuff.
Really?
And signing all those papers.
I know that was hard. That took a long time. So just like another week. Susan, get back to me. She wants to have lunch now to celebrate.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Oh, you guys are all invited. We'll all go together.
Oh, no, I think that's a private
you'd love to come to a lunch.
No, I think we're good.
We already have two meetings this week.
Yeah, I've got two meetings this week. You have fun at lunch. Enjoy.
You going to both those meetings tomorrow?
Well, to be honest, I was hoping to get some different answers out of you when I asked the question. So I guess if you're going, I'm going.
You're the best. Gotta do what you gotta do. Woo!
You know what? It's a good sign that people here are all plugged in and into
Gung-ho, man. I have to say, I couldn't be more excited to be sticking around here now that Entercom's taken over. We're not censored on The Secret Show. They're doing 12K a day and not 10K. I mean, come on. They're stepping it up all over the place.
They're very excited.
I mean, she walked the contract in here. That's amazing.
I can't wait to talk to them about that podcast, too. That'll be fun.
Okay. Hey, so I don't know. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.